Hello, beautiful creative creatures, Francesca here. And this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and we feel the benefits of it. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite writing games, the One Word a Day exercise. Have you noticed? The internet is full of tutorials on how to write as much as 10,000 words a day. Well, that's interesting for sure, and one day we also are going to cover that topic. But the reason we are here now is to eminently enjoy the pleasure of writing. We are not obsessed by quantities results. Not for now. Our journey together has just begun. And for the moment, we like to preserve our training to a daily basis for a slow, enjoyable, safe work in progress. The One Word a Day is an exercise designed to start building the habit to show ourselves to the page every day. Writing, as all the other creative and artistic activities, has to be practiced daily if we want to progress in our craft and expand our creativity. And the writing one word a day is a way to get us back to writing every day, despite our daily commitments, a full work schedule, our family, friends, studies, physical activities, spiritual practices, hobbies, and so on. But how to do it so that it doesn't seem like the imposition of a cold obligation? How can we keep ourselves in daily contact with our creative side when we are so full of commitments? A simple way, which does not take too much time and which can be within anyone's reach, is to create a diary, even in the form of a blog, in which we simply write the word that can summarize the day just passed. It may seem like a very minimal exercise, but you will see when you dedicate yourself to it, you will find that it engages our creative tension much more than we think. Summarizing the day just passed in one word can be challenging. We will find ourselves making choices at times. We will have to eliminate options to favor others. Those are creative choices. And if we keep practicing our beloved craft of writing, it will come one day that we will have to make some important choices when we edit our scripts. Therefore, I think it's worth starting to get used to it right away with simpler and less demanding exercises. When you'll enter the Creative Writing Playground blog, you will find that I have cataloged this game in the challenges category. In fact, I believe that its benefits can manifest themselves after a certain consistent practice. A commitment that should cover at least one calendar year. And if we address it as a challenge, it will become much more motivating for us. An in-depth explanation of this exercise can be found in the Creative Writing Playground section of my Gate of Dreams website at gatedreams.com. Site and section are created both exclusively for you, Orovillians, newcomers, and volunteers. And it's free. So, to recap, for this writing game you need, first of all, a notebook, or a word page, or a blog. This time you can use a computer, but only for this time. And second of all, a few minutes in the evening to dedicate yourself to it. Okay, for today is all. If you want to learn more about creative writing, then come and visit my website, Gate of Dreams, where you will find these and other fun, introspective, explorative creative writing prompts, curiosities, and exercises. You will find the details in the description below. Well, that's all for today. Enjoy your writing. Catch you later, Auroville. Peace.